here we are again at Believers Academy, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and our series, Things Every Christian Should Know. I'm Caitlin, and the title of this lesson is The Work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples that when he went back to his Father God, he would send the Holy Spirit to dwell within each believer. Some translations call him the Comforter. Others call the Holy Spirit the Helper or Advocate. When you were saved, you were born a second time, or born again spiritually, as the Holy Spirit recreated your spirit and came to live in you. You were made alive. But the Holy Spirit's job didn't stop there. He put God's nature into your spirit. He wants to transform you into an effective witness and bring you to maturity in the things of God. Jesus commanded his disciples to preach in power. How does a believer get this kind of supernatural power? The Holy Spirit within you will do the miraculous works that Jesus did while he was on the earth. God's intention is that you live an abundant life and that you be a witness for Jesus. The Holy Spirit through you will bring salvation, healing, deliverance, or whatever is needed. The strength for ministry is a result of being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's for every believer, because we read that God gave his Spirit to the church in Acts chapter 2. Just as you had to make the decision to receive Jesus as your Savior, you must personally receive the filling of the Holy Spirit, and you do it by faith. Now, you don't have to beg God to give you his Spirit. Jesus simply said in John 20:22, receive the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is ask, invite him to have complete access to your life. And God's word says if you ask, you will receive. As eager as you may be to receive the Holy Spirit, God is even more ready to share his ability with you. The Holy Spirit is always ready to work with you because he wants you to live the life he planned. When you humble yourself before God, yield to him, and ask him for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you may or may not feel anything. Don't go by feelings. Go by faith. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, an extraordinary thing happens. You are able to speak in another language. The Holy Spirit gives the words, and you do the speaking. God will not force you to speak in another language. The Holy Spirit will supply the words, words that are unknown to you, but you have to supply the sound. When you pray in tongues, you are praying in the Spirit. Just as your language is the voice of your mind, praying in tongues is the voice of your spirit. It is your spirit speaking mysteries to God. Let's pray together for you to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. My Heavenly Father, I am a believer. I am your child and you are my Father. Jesus is my Lord. I believe with all my heart that your word is true. Your word says that if I will ask, I will receive the Holy Spirit. So in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, I ask you to fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit. Jesus, because of your word, I believe that I now receive and I thank you. I believe that the Holy Spirit is within me, and by faith, I accept this gift. Now, Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise my God. I fully expect to speak in another language as you give me the words and sounds. Now begin to thank and praise God for filling you with the Holy Spirit. As you do, certain words and syllables that are unknown to you will rise up within your spirit. So by faith, speak. Don't talk in your own language. Just begin to say the syllables that are on your lips. Remember, you have to use your own voice. God will not force you to speak. From this moment on, you are a spirit-filled believer. The Holy Spirit was sent to teach you all things and to lead and guide you into all truth. You will never be alone. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter who will live with you forever. What's next? Believe and receive that God wants to fill you with his power through the Holy Spirit. Pray to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Continue to speak in tongues every day and enjoy the gift of the Holy Spirit. And remember, Jesus is Lord.